I recently got involved in an online conversation on the Facebook page of Fox News, which usually results in two things happening. First, I get Facebook messages from men in Africa, using photos of attractive women as their profile photo, asking me if I want to chat and wondering where I'm located. Second, it offers an insight into how conspiracies, which so many of the Fox News viewers follow, cause blindness to what truly matters. The post involved COVID booster shots, face masks, and school policies about them. The story was referencing an outbreak of COVID among kids at a specific school. Looking at the numerous comments that were posted, I saw the expected repulsion from anything to do with COVID vaccines and face masks for kids. Reasoning involved the usual bowing to the claims that vaccines don't work. Those who get the vaccine are the ones who land at the hospital. And the wrongly held belief that kids don't get COVID, which is why I posted the following. If kids don't get COVID, then how did these kids get COVID? No, that did not go over well. There was one response to my comment, which really stood out for me, at least. This person wrote, "Who says kids don't get COVID? They do. But only around 2,000 died from it. Only 2,000 children died from it." Was this person trying to make it sound like the anti-vax movement had little, if any, concern or care for her children? Is this person, and sadly many others, that dismissive of the life of any child? That's totally turning away from what Jesus declares in Luke chapter 18, verses 16 and 17. But Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." A child is first in the eyes of Jesus. He explains this in Mark chapter 7, verse 27. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." In 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, we're told about how we should take pride in our children. Reading here, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 teaches us about our responsibilities as a parent. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The reality is that we are all children, either through our age or our faith, with the connection uniting those two. As children of parents, we are called on to honor and obey them. This is what we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." As children of God, we are instructed as well to do what is pleasing to him. Staying in Ephesians, let's go to chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us, and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Unless we become a faithful, pure truth-seeking child, we wind up creating a distance between us and what God has for us to be blessed with for eternity. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven."